STA celebrated the groundbreaking for the new Chapel of St. Joseph Wednesday, March 23rd. The chapel's name and design both reflect STA's roots in the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet. One of those sisters, Sister Patty Clune, is a triple threat in terms of STA involvement. She's an alumna, CSJ, and member of STA's board of directors. She, among many other CSJs, attended the ceremony Wednesday.
First of all, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. As Leanne said, this really is an historic occasion. This is an investment in the future. If anybody wondered if St. Teresa's is going to be here for a long time, it is. I think it also makes a statement about the strength of the Catholic identity here in the school community. And the fact that it's being dedicated to the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet is a real tribute, and we feel really honored and blessed that that's happening.
Sister Patty sees the CSJ influence all over the STA environment, especially with the associate program that many of the faculty and staff have joined, and the role models like Sister Joan Toll and Sister Rosemary Flanagan currently working on campus. This influence has even spread to the new chapel plans, which are incorporating lace-like designs to the outside of the building. Sister Patty explained the connection between CSJ history and lace.
When we were first founded, the women that came together recognized that there were needs in the city, and so what they described as dividing the city of Le Puy and beginning to meet the needs. They didn't decide, these are what we think. They went out into the community, spent time with them, and recognized what the needs were. In order to be able to do that, they had to have a livelihood. And so what they did was, what other women of the time did, was begin making lace and selling it to raise money so that they could help the dear neighbor without distinction. Through the history of the Sisters of St. Joseph, lace has been a really important thing.
Sister Patty foresees the new chapel as a sanctuary for the STA community.
I think it's going to be a place where people can find solitude, can grow in their own faith, can come together and joyfully celebrate Eucharist together, prayer services together. It makes a statement about the importance of the rich Catholic tradition that's part of, has always been part of St. Teresa's Academy.